You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Scout Addis, Managing Director at MadPow Oakland. MadPow is a design agency focused on improving the experiences people have with technology organizations and each other. Scout, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a privilege to be here as well.
So tell us, the big question is, what is MadPow? Such a catchy name.
It's actually a really great name. So MadPow, we're an experience design agency. So there's a lot of other companies that are out there that are doing a lot of great work in the world of design these days. And MadPow sort of saw an opportunity recently to open an office out in Oakland and reached out to me to work with them to do that. So that's why I'm talking with you today.
And MadPow recently, as you said, opened an office in Oakland. Why did the company feel it needed to open an office out west?
Well, we have a lot of opportunities working with Fortune 500 clients as well as smaller companies. And with the three offices on the East Coast, there was a lot of opportunity for us to be able to do closer work with people out on the West Coast. So a lot of times, if you're working with a really large client, it's really much more convenient for them to be able to work with you if they're nearby. So we had this opportunity and decided to sort of jump on it. There's been a lot of growth and change in the agency world, especially out on the West Coast. And it seemed like a really great chance for us to open an office now and be able to support these larger clients, as well as a lot of startups. It's also sort of a passion of mine and a really strong interest.
Now, I certainly can't appreciate the Bay Area and Oakland and San Francisco. Great location. I understand there are numerous industries that continue to grow in the San Francisco Bay Area. More design-focused businesses are setting up shop in the region. Why do you think this is going on?
I think that right now we're experiencing an incredible sort of growth in terms of design. Over the years, a lot of companies have started to realize that design is actually a key differentiator for themselves. So whereas in the past, a lot of technology would be built just by engineers, nowadays people are realizing that if they don't have really good product design as well, they're going to be left behind. And I think a lot of this sort of started with Apple and Steve Jobs' real strong focus on design. And now you're starting to see it within a lot of other companies who really believe that by providing great design as part of their offering, they're not only going to entice more people to be customers, but they're also going to delight them in ways that they wouldn't otherwise be able to be delighted. So you're starting to see this across lots of industries right now. And what's happening is that as companies are recognizing, hey, we need design, that means they also need designers. And so there's a big boom in interest in folks going to design school as well as booting up in various other educational programs. So I think what you're seeing specifically in the Bay Area is it's ground zero for these companies who are gobbling up design talent. Facebook, Google, Uber, folks like that who are just out there and they're hungry. So there's really a great opportunity for MadPow to be able to provide services for these folks as well, because they can't necessarily hire as many designers.
Today we are joined by Scout Addis, Managing Director at MadPow Oakland, a design agency focused on improving the experiences people have with technology organizations and each other here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. There's a growing interest in hosting design weeks in cities around the country. For example, this year's conferences are being held in San Francisco, Boston, Louisville, and Philadelphia, among others. Why has there been an explosion in these types of events, and do these events help the local design communities grow?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things happening with this. Sort of to my previous comment about the general growth of design as a field, I think that by having these community events, you're able to bring a lot of designers together to share best practices and to also kind of learn from each other. I think that each of these companies and agencies have all sorts of sort of different problems, but at the core, there's a lot of things that are similar. How can we provide better design services? How can we work better with engineering teams? How can we sell the value of design up the ladder to the C-suite? All sorts of things like that. So there's a lot of opportunity right now for people to become more familiar with it. And it's not just designers helping designers. I think that there's a lot of other people who are inside of organizations who don't really fundamentally understand design, but want to be able to get a better handle on it so that they can do better in their own jobs.
I also understand there's a high demand to recruit designers to work for companies that are based in the Bay Area. What are some of the perks that companies are offering to potential employees, and how is MadPal differentiating itself as an ideal place to work?
That's a great question. I think that there's a very big difference between being an in-house designer and an agency designer. All the startups, you know, you can hear about the legendary perks from places like Google and Facebook. But there's also a lot to be gained, I think, from working for a company like MadPal in terms of the breadth and depth of products that you work on. If you're a designer with a really large company, odds are you're not necessarily going to be working on a whole lot of different things. And so one of the definite attractions of agency life is this ability to be working on a lot of different products and a lot of different domains. So I think it's a great opportunity, especially for younger designers, to get a ton of experience really quickly and to be able to really hone their skills in different ways. So I think that that's a big plus. I think in terms of what MadPal has to offer as a company, we have a really terrific leadership who believes in letting the individual designers sort of focus on their passions. So if someone has something that is a particular discipline that they're really interested in, Will and Amy and Brad and Mike are all in favor of letting them be able to express themselves and be able to help generate more work that way. And, you know, as you might expect, if you're really passionate about something, you're going to be doing fantastic work. You're going to want to be out there speaking about the topic. You want to be learning about the topic. So what turns out is that by letting people pursue their passions, you wind up with people, with designers who are really excited and really invested. I think one of the things that first drew me to MadPal was the fact that people stay. People have been at the organization for many years, which is really kind of abnormal for most agencies. So I think it's a really great place to work. We're building out a really fantastic team, and I'm really excited about our opportunities.
Most certainly. And lastly, as you are building the MadPal Oakland office, how many employees are you looking to hire this year, and what do you look for in potential employees?
I think that by the end of the year, we're probably going to be a team of about 6 to 8 people out here, and then hopefully next year we'll be more in the 15 to 20 range. I have experience in growing a team like this from my previous role, and it takes a lot of work to be able to find people like that. And so we're looking to build out a team in Oakland of about 6 to 8 people by the end of the year. And then next year, I think we're going to try and grow the team to be about 15 to 20. And that includes a variety of different disciplines. It not only includes interaction designers and visual designers, but I'm expecting that we'll also have folks who are content strategists, as well as perhaps a front-end developer who's helping us do prototyping. Those are really some key disciplines that are good for us to have. And in terms of the types of people that we're looking for, I think that one of the most critical things that we are looking for is people who understand the culture within MadPal and are really passionate about doing good design work. It's an absolute fundamental for me to have somebody who's really excited about coming into work every day. I think we're also looking for people who are really intellectually curious and want to solve big problems. One of the focuses that MadPal has is healthcare, and it's a personal interest of mine, and I think that it's one of those areas where the more good we can do to improve healthcare within this country, the better off everyone is going to be. So I think that those are some key characteristics. Also, we want people who are going to enjoy work and have a good time and be fun. It's great if somebody's really talented at what they do, but if you don't enjoy working with them on a day-to-day basis, it can make it kind of harder to work. So we seek out people who are both fun to work with, but also really talented.
Certainly some great information, and certainly glad to get an update on MadPow and what's going on in the design industry. Where can folks get more information and be in touch?
Sure. The easiest way for people to get in touch with us is to go to our website, which is madpow.com, MADPOW.com. And that's got all the information from case studies, to information about our employees, to the various types of projects we work on. There's also something else that would be great for people who are interested specifically in healthcare. We do a conference at the beginning of April called HX Refactored, and it brings together designers and healthcare professionals from around the world who are really interested in the improvement of the healthcare space. It's a great event, and I can't recommend it strongly enough for people who have an interest in healthcare and design.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that as well. Scout, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish MadPow Oakland all the best.
Thank you very much, Eric. You have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Scout Annis, Managing Director at MadPow Oakland, a design agency focused on improving the experiences people have with technology, organizations, and each other. And once again, the website of reference is madpow.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.